This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's right. You're here for another week
of Laugh Out Proud
with Z&G
on Joy 94.9.
We're here. Wow.
Hey.
What a journey. What a journey that was.
It didn't take as long as it thought.
No. Yeah, exactly. By the time we loaded in, we were there.
I don't know what's
happening. Right, yeah, look, we're at the lovely park right now. It's a campground. We're told.
And it's you can hear it.
You can hear all the noise.
The nature.
Exactly.
You know, I feel nature. One with nature right
You can
now.
Hear the birds. You can hear the waterfall happening.
Help me with the bags, boys.
Duncan, I don't know about that.
You need to sit back there.
Yeah, maybe. Duncan just needs to worry about him.
Right.
Look, I think what we'll do is we'll probably get the tents out of... Because, I mean, that's the first thing you do. You know, when you go camping, you've got to set up the site.
Well, we've pre-scoped. Look, we've scoped a spot.
Of course.
And this is the flattest ground.
That's right. It's in Australia.
Yes.
In Australia.
So I brought my measure out.
That's right.
And the bubble is in the middle.
You've got the bubble, and the bubble is currently in the middle.
Yes.
So I think this is the spot right here where we're going to set up the tents.
And it's lucky for us that our tent is a two-person tent.
Yes.
And
perfect.
For us, look at that. It's the Z&G tent.
How many of us are there?
Z&G.
One and two.
There
look
go.
At that. Perfect.
Perfect.
Two-man tent.
Duncan, where's...
Where's your tent, Duncan?
Have you got your tent?
Boys, I didn't know. I thought you'd buy one.
No, I know you organised this, but it is BYO tent.
Duncan, I don't know what... Yeah, it is BYO tent, and you should have realised that you needed to make that purchase beforehand.
Yes, did you pack any bags at all, Duncan?
I've got nothing, boys.
All right.
Nothing.
It's going to...
How many men is your tent?
Ooh.
Well, we just had the discussion, Duncan.
We did,
it was
out loud.
It was two.
Could you not hear it? Were you not in earshot for that?
Can you do the math, Duncan?
Which one of you is missing out?
Ooh, well, unfortunately, it's you.
Yeah, Duncan, sorry about that. You could probably set up by the lake. I guess bears are, you know, friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, Winnie the Pooh. Look at him. Humphrey the Bear?
He made lots of friends.
How freaking fancy was he? How friendly was he, huh?
So you've got all that to look forward to.
Yeah, go.
Duncan.
And while, we've set up the tent.
Yeah.
While we were talking, because we're great multitaskers.
We're camp enthusiasts.
Camp
right
enthusiasts. This is not our first rodeo show.
No. My sleeves are rolled up. I know what I'm doing.
That's it.
You heard in the background all the hammering and going. Anyways.
That's right. Exactly. We are multitaskers. We're not stereotypes of men.
No.
And...
Not at all.
And I tell you what, though. The second thing you need at a campsite...
Yes.
...is what, Z?
Well, I it's part of survival.
Yep.
I know where you're getting with
exactly.
this. And I can see that... It felt like we've just got here, but the sun is already starting to set.
It is going down.
And the cool is creeping in.
It is.
And I don't want to die.
No. I think the best way to not die is by having a fire.
That is a fantastic idea.
So I think we should...
Have you ever made a fire from scratch?
I've lit some matches and and people have been called, but I haven't lit fires in the correct context.
No. And there's been certain fires that I'm definitely not responsible for either.
No,
so
that's right.
I've got no idea what's going on.
So you know what? I think... I think you're the qualified one here.
Yep.
All right, so you do that.
Right, I've got the lace
good
with
stuff.
With the shtick.
No, it looks like it's happening. Whoa! There's a lot of heat and there's some spark.
Ah, my eyebrows!
Oh no! Z, what happened to your eyebrows? Did you get a wax job before we came here? I didn't see.
I don't think I have eyelids anymore.
Right? Oh.
I can't blink.
All right, well, look, I'll put the med kit on.
Someone look at the fire. Look after this fire.
No. Z, I'm going to look after this fire. You deal with your eyebrows, Z. Z, it looks like you've done tattooing on your eyebrows.
Yeah, feeling better. I'm feeling more confident about myself right now.
That's good, because it is a fashion parade. We all know that when we go camping.
I know we're about to go on our hike, our walk.
We are.
And we just called Duncan out for not bringing his... tent?
Yeah, his tent.
I actually forgot a few things as well.
Really? Well,
yeah.
I thought you got the actual invitation that said the to-do list.
I wrote it. I wrote the to-do list.
You wrote it,
but I didn't put everything on there.
Oh, you didn't
there
take
were things
a cut.
That you knew to bring yep. that I just I didn't. They weren't on the list, so I forgot.
Really? So what? Tell me what you didn't bring. So then we can make some sort of because we are Bear Grylls, both of us together. We can make something.
We can do it.
We can.
Know?
Yeah.
We're men in the wild.
That's right.
We can make it happen.
We can make something. I will drink your piss.
I did forget shoes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. I don't have socks either.
Okay. That's probably going to be great for hiking.
It's not. And I forgot sunscreen and pants.
Sunscreen.
So it's been a rough week.
It is quite hot out here.
It
so
is. It is.
I guess I understand why I didn't bring the pants. That's fine.
So for this hike...
I'll be a mate, but if you have to, we have to lock in on a deal here. It can't be a one-way street here.
All right. I'm willing to agree.
We'll take shifts on carrying each other then, through the hike.
On carrying each other? I was going to ask to do shifts with your shoes, but I think this is a better deal, yeah.
Okay, so if you jump on my back.
This is fun.
You're on. Okay, right, I am no dog. Thank you very much, Z.
Sorry.
I will walk at a lovely pace.
Yes.
Like this.
Yes, would you like another schmecker?
Yes, please.
All right, no worries.
And look at that lovely bird.
It's really lovely.
It is lovely.
It's lovely. Is that a possum?
Oh, it does look
like... In the
middle
of the day?
Oh, no, I think that's just a human.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh.
Hey,
you never
whoa.
Know what you find hiking.
Is that a echidna?
Oh, be careful.
Be careful.
Hop over him.
You know,
do you want to have a closer look?
He's a lot like you, you know. He's a prick.
Well, I want. Look, can we stop? I want to have a bit of a look.
You want? No.
Put me down. Put me down.
All right, fine. I'll put you down.
Thank you.
And it's good timing, too, because I think it's...
Thank you. Well, I just want to have a good look at the...
At the echidna, yeah. Because you're a prick.
Ah!
What was that? Did he get that? What happened? What happened? Whoa! Oh, okay, all right. I can hear it. I see exactly what that is.
Oh, no. They're hanging off me.
That is a snake.
Oh, no. Okay.
You okay?
Hey, can I ask you a question? You like movies, right?
I enjoy movies.
You know in Spider-Man when the guy gets bit by the spider?
Oh, what? Look, what a great scene that was. What a great scene.
Gets bit by the spider and then he goes to sleep.
Yeah.
And then when he wakes up, he's got all these special powers?
Yeah, of course, because that's how it works.
Do you think after I just got bit by these snakes, if I go to sleep right now, that I'll wake up with special... special powers? Like snake powers?
Yeah, you're probably not waking up, Z.
What was that?
You're plenty of powers. Plenty of powers you're going to get, Z.
Really good.
So many powers.
I really feel like I want to lay down.
Uh-huh.
Lay down, go to sleep. So can we go back to camp, please?
Oh,
please.
And you know what that noise was? That was the timer. And now it's time to change shifts. So I'm going to get on your back, Z. And you can carry me back to camp. Thank you very much.
All right, clippity-clop. Can't believe you made me walk all the way back to camp.
And perfect timing too, because
dinner's ready, boys.
Oh, I love Duncan's cooking.
Oh, beautiful. Let's dig in. Isn't this a lovely fire?
I get so excited to know that Duncan's about to cook us up his special soup. His special camp soup.
Because we always heard about it, and I guess we never experienced it because we never went camping. But now it's the perfect time.
And he loves it because Duncan loves to use organic ingredients.
Organic and that's
locally sourced.
Exactly, that's the best type of ingredients to have. And I'm sure he's probably sourced some great sort of ingredients. And look, it looks like he's bringing over the soup now. This is the bowl. Ooh. Oh, it's a lovely bowl, Duncan.
Oh, it looks steaming.
I made it out of my bones.
Oh, lovely.
Wow, I don't know how you get that, but anyway.
Sounds like it means a lot to you.
Yeah, it sounds like
which is
lot.
Nice.
I'm just going to move a tad away from the fire, because it's a bit hot. It's a bit hot.
It's a bit hot. And I want to enjoy this.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy this. I've got to blow on it first.
This is good. This is really good. Oh, I can't believe how good this is.
Nearly finished my whole bowl.
This is nice and chewy
Duncan,
and chunky. And...
Duncan, what are these little bits in it that I can see? What are these little bits?
I've got some mushrooms from over there. There's some nice, nice brown ones with some blue in it.
Oh!
It looked great, so I put it in.
They taste delicious.
That sounds,
Really chuck a few of these on a pizza.
Yeah, I could probably chuck a few on the...
Oh, no.
Hey,
Z, I'm really starting to feel something right now.
Can you taste
that? I can see the music, man. The future is now. What if time didn't exist, dude?
What does air taste like?
Oh my god. I think I'm freaking out, dude.
I need you to hold me.
Hold my hand.
Trust me.
I don't know if I can do that, man.
We'll work it out.
As long as we work it out, it'll be okay.
I feel refreshed, like just reset. You know what I mean? Like,
this camp
has been one of the best times of my life.
It's one of the resets I've needed. And I feel ready to. I feel like I've leveled up.
Exactly. You know? I feel spiritually in tune.
Like I've unlocked something in my brain.
Exactly right.
Hey, you boys.
Huh?
Hey, what are you doing on my lawn?
You have about 10 seconds to get off my lawn.
You boys. Better move now.
You better do what he says. You won't like him when you messing with his bayou.
And you better listen to him, because you won't like when he's angry.
What? We better leave. I think it's
okay,
best.
I think we should head off. Yeah, let's... I don't know how we got onto a lawn. I don't know what we're doing.
Where did we...
Duncan, where did you take us?
Oh, they've already got Duncan. All right, no. We gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of here.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.